Good morning. This is Dina Marie for Mater Dei Radio. The work of forming men to the priesthood goes well beyond our seminary staff, the Archbishop, and our vocations director. It takes the collaboration of many to foster holy men to the priesthood. One such valuable team member is the Institute for Priestly Formation, located in Omaha, Nebraska. The Institute's mission is to work with Catholic seminaries and dioceses for the purpose of forming seminarians, priests, and bishops in holiness and accompanying them in their ongoing spiritual growth so they can more effectively lead others to Christ. To tell us more about this institute and the relationship between the institute and our Archdiocese of Portland is our vocations director, Father Jeff Irvin. Welcome, Father Jeff, back to the program.
Thank you, Dina Marie. Great to be here with you again today.
Well, I know that over a lot of our conversations, it has come up, this Institute for Priestly Formation, or IPF, and I know over the years I've seen books, I've seen many different retreats and other programs come from this. Give us a sense of who this organization is and how they work with people like you, a vocations director, but also our seminaries and dioceses to really support the call to the priesthood.
Sure. Yeah. So the Institute of Priestly Formation, it was founded, I believe, back in 1995 or maybe 1994. But really how it came about, a priest by the name of Father Rich Gabuzda, who was a priest of Scranton, Pennsylvania, and a woman by the name of Kathy Canavy, who is a consecrated virgin. I think she's also from Scranton, Pennsylvania, too. But they're on a 30-day silent retreat, Ignatian retreat. And kind of in the midst of that retreat, together but separate, kind of came this idea of forming something that can help to support the spiritual life of seminarians, priests, and now it's focusing on bishops. So it was kind of the beginning of this idea, coming deep from prayer. Mm-hmm. And deep from an Ignatian spiritual retreat. Because during that time, maybe the mid-90s, spiritual formation was very prevalent, obviously, in our seminaries, but maybe it wasn't as robust as the church would have liked it. So there was a need there. So this small group, along with, I think, two others, just formed this organization called the Institute for Priestly Formation. And their main goal is to strengthen the spiritual life of seminarians, priests, and now bishops, as I said. And they do that in several ways. And the way that really impacts dioceses, especially the Office of Vocations, importantly, is the summer seminarian program that they do every summer on the campus of Creighton University in Omaha, Nebraska. So that's a 9-week summer program where seminarians from all over the United States come and they partake in this program. And usually there's about 170 seminarians from all over different dioceses who come together. It's a really a great opportunity, especially for our guys here in the Archdiocese of Portland, to meet other seminarians from around the United States. You know, different cultures, different parts of the state, and the church looks a little bit different in those different parts.
Right.
But a real big part of this program is the first week they get a little introduction of Ignatian rules of discernment. So Father Tim Gallagher goes out and he presents on the rules of discernment probably for about 4 days, just to give them a little introduction on prayer. And then they go into an 8-day silent retreat, all of them together, and just really an opportunity for them to deepen their relationship with the Lord and come to know Him more personally. And how He loves them, and how He is calling them to Himself primarily, and a gift of Himself to the church to serve the people of God. So this is really the main core of the summer program, is around their personal retreat with the Lord. And then after that, there are just more weeks of deepening that. So how do they remain in relationship with the Lord as they go back into the busyness of their lives? So primarily for us, for seminarians, we've been using the seminarian summer program probably for the last 4 years, trying to send guys. Usually it's after Theology 1 or Theology 2, an opportunity for them just to deepen their relationship with the Lord and really kind of sear in them the love of God and how personal that love is for them, so that as they move forward in their discernment towards priesthood, that they have no doubt how much God loves them and how He is calling them to this particular vocation to be a priest.
Right. We're talking with Father Jeff Irvin, our vocations director here in the Archdiocese of Portland, on the Institute for Priestly Formation. The program is in Omaha, as Father has mentioned, and we've got some guys who will be attending from our seminary this year.
That's correct. Yeah, they're there right now.
Wow.
So it will end at the end of July, so it's usually the month of June and July.
Okay.
Okay. So we have three men there who are partaking of the program, and then there are three seminarians who are helping out as seminarian helpers. So they're kind of working behind the scenes, making sure that the program runs smoothly. They're working with some of the staff there.
But I can imagine being in that environment, just one, to see other peers who are on the same track as you that aren't from the seminary, because you kind of get used to those guys at Mount Angel. But here's these other guys from the East Coast, from the Midwest, you know, from South, from the North. I mean, there's all these guys. There has to be some affirmation, I think, and that we're all in this together, that I imagine would be helpful for each seminarian.
Yeah, there is. And I usually find that each of the guys who go through that, you know, they form some very tight friendships with some of these other seminarians that they wouldn't have met otherwise. So it's really an opportunity for them to form a bond of fraternity around their own mission of following the Lord as a priest.
Right. For you and the Archbishop, Father Jeff, what are some of your hopes of being able to work with the Institute and on an ongoing basis to not only support our seminarians, but for our priests to continue to help to keep that vibrant prayer life and faith alive?
Sure. I guess our hope, maybe twofold as I'm thinking about it, is yes, to get our seminarians involved in the summer program, really kind of starting to build that foundation. But what is happening too is more seminaries are really having a strong spiritual formation program. So as they go through the summer program in Omaha, they come back to the seminary, and as they move through theology, it just deepens, and it there's a lot of richness in their own relationship with the Lord. So the seminarian aspect of it, but also for the priest, they have what's called a spiritual director training program that they do for priests. And myself and another priest with the Archdiocese have gone through that. And really, that's another deepening of the relationship. Mm-hmm. Sure, we learn some tools of how to be spiritual director, but really it's all about us just falling more and more in love with Jesus and receiving the Father's love for us as beloved sons. And you have to do that first. You have to understand how God speaks to you as priest in order to help someone else, you know, to listen to his voice and to have the courage to follow that. So the Spiritual Director Training Program, I recommend it for all of our priests in the Archdiocese. Really, you learn tools for how to assist others, but really it deepens your own prayer life, your own spirituality, your own relationship with the Lord through retreats, through talks, and through fraternity, as we were talking before. So I see these two, seminarian program, but also maybe help for priests and spiritual direction. And then they also offer retreats for priests, 8-day silent retreats, and then Ignatian 30-day silent retreats as well.
Right. And you've mentioned so many times the Ignatian retreat, that 30 days. And I think for a lot of us thinking, wow, 30 days of silence, that's incredible. But you've been able to witness just the fruits of that type of environment to really get a sense of the presence of Jesus.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, you may think 30 days of silence, what am I going to do?
Right.
What's going to happen? And that's the beauty of it. You're not going to do anything. You're just going to be with the Lord, right? And let him love you and come to know him on a deeper level through the scriptures, but also through your own just personal prayer. Yes, so it's so powerful, is really how the Lord will reveal himself to us if we allow him the time. We give him the time to show himself and to speak to us. So the 30-day retreats are powerful, but so much can happen in our own prayer life, you know, outside of retreat. There's one spiritual director who always ends with this line after we come off of a retreat. He says, you know what? There is no retreat. You know, what he's trying to get at is that this is how God loves us all the time. And if we could just step back and have some silence and to listen, realize that this is our life. A life of deep, intimate union with God.
Absolutely. Well, let's continue to pray for our seminarians, and particularly for those who have been studying at the Institute for Priestly Formation this year, and that this particular organization grows and continues to foster amazing seminarians and priests and bishops for the church, because it is that relationship with Jesus Christ. Father, would you help us close this time leading us in prayer?
Sure. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time together. We just ask that you pour your Spirit into our hearts and all those who are listening to this interview, especially to our young people who may be discerning a call to the priesthood or consecrated life. Help them not to be afraid to say yes to that call of deep intimacy with your Son Jesus, as that is lived out in the church. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father Jeff, for joining us today.
You're welcome, Dina Marie. Thank you.